Welcome to the Awaken the Awesome podcast with your host, Olivier D. This is Awaken the Awesome, a podcast bringing a down-to-earth approach to personal growth. On this show, we're helping individuals just like you learn about tapping into their incredible potential through insightful interviews and inspiring lessons. Our mission is to encourage you to always keep pushing towards achieving your dreams and to stay awesome along the way.
It's good to see you guys again. And on another informal episode of Not Informal, why do you keep saying that? You know, this is exactly what we promised. An episode of ATA Unplugged. It's just me this time around, again. For those who've been asking, Phil is doing a lot better. I spoke to him earlier this week, and we actually have a scheduled recording this weekend, today being Thursday, the 4th of April. So I just wanted to let you guys know that Phil is alive and well, and he and I have a scheduled recording this weekend to bring you the next iteration of this wonderful adventure. You know, so of course, he's been dealing with a very, very, very nasty cold. So I'm hoping that he'll be up and at him. But, you know, he really felt bad. But, you know, we're really going to make it happen. We are definitely going to make it happen for this weekend. So wait for that sometime next week for the recording. Let us know if you guys want us to actually do these live, the same way I'm doing this right now. If you guys would like us to actually, like, you know, do the AT Unplugs with Phil when live, you know, it's a different format. Like I'm telling you guys, you know, 2024 is the year of trying stuff out. So if that's something that you think, you know, would be interesting, you know, more than happy to oblige, let me know. I hope you guys had a great week. Today we had a monsoon thunderstorm of a snowstorm. Here in Montreal, it was crazy because it's been a very mild winter. A lot of people who know the current situation know that, okay, when you hit April, you know, the temperature is starting to actually, like, you know, get a little bit in the highs. And up until early in the week, I still saw my grass on the floor. So it was like, okay, you know, just get out, you know, just like grab a coat and just like just a simple fall coat and you're fine. But storm warning came in, and even my snow removal, because my wife and I actually registered for a snow removal company to actually, you know, help us with our driveway. And even they had to email the customers telling you guys, guys, we're actually monitoring the weather. And there's a storm coming. So all you people taking out, you know, our, you know, removal signs, please don't do that because we are going to show up. There is a storm coming. And my wife and I were just like, yeah, yeah, they say that all the time. You know, storm in April, snowstorm in April is just like, it usually falls into rain. No. It was ugly. So I had to go into town. I had to go into Montreal for a couple of meetings. And, for some reason, it was ugly. The roads were not good. The roads were not nice. A lot of people were stranded on the side of the road. It was not fun. It was actually very dangerous. So it was actually surprising, you know, after Easter for a type of temperature like that. So it was not pretty. It was not pretty. So aside from that, well, I wanted to jump in. Also, I wanted to also actually let you guys know, first of all, thank you. Thank you for, you know, chipping in and contributing to you know, the past week in terms of listenership and stats. Both episodes have done really well, episode 210 and episode 211. We've actually had a good 140% listener growth over the past week, which is huge, which shows that you guys, first of all, are helping me by, first of all, sharing the show, listening to the show, liking the show, rating the show, reviewing the show. So there's a lot of engagement going on. So all I can understand is two things. A, I need to give you guys more episodes. So more consumption, more content equals, again, more listenership. But also these, you know, do them. I also need to get back on my consistency. So the fact that, you know, I've, you know, pretty much managed to give you a little bit more episodes in a closer type of time frame also works. So we're working together. And so I really want to say thank you to everyone who's actually, you know, reshared the show and commented and, you know, on the WhatsApps and Telegrams and the emails. And I also wanted to throw this one out there because I really thought about it. If ever anyone listening to this, if ever, this is just us doing some spring cleaning to grow the show. If ever you have an idea for a guest, and I'm really serious, if you ever you have an idea for a guest that you think would be a proper addition for the ATA roster of guests, let me know. Let me know. I'm not going to say I take on every guest. I'm just saying that I've become very, very, very careful with who I allow on the show because, and a lot of times, a lot of people trying to take advantage of you, my listeners, and I believe we're a family, and it is my job to protect you and the integrity of the show. So it's not that I refuse any kind of pitches or submissions. It's just that I have to feel, because at the end of the day, I reserve the right to have the final say. But all this to say that if you think that you have a guest, an individual, someone with an interesting story that you believe is up to par with the mission and message of ATA, let me know. Shoot me an email, awakeningawesome@gmail.com. And first of all, two things. Let me know why. Don't just say like, oh, have this person. No, let me know why you, as a listener of the ATA tribe, believe this person would be a good guest for the show. That's one. And second, it goes a long way. What I mean is it goes a lot easier for me on the actual guest booking front if you are able to provide and facilitate an introduction. Because even though I can actually identify the guest that you submit, if you can actually create that bridge of an introduction, it's one hurdle less for me to have to jump over. That's basic relationships. People, you know, have a lot more cred when you come at them with references. So don't just say like, hey, you should be on Awakening the Awesome podcast. No, if it's a connection that you can facilitate, great. But also, if you have like a dream list of people you'd love to see on a show, sure, I'm fine. I'm still trying to get Carlos Santana. Hasn't happened yet, but you never know. I'm still trying, and we're just going to push it, and keep pushing. That's what we do. So today's exchange is basically something I wanted to share. It was on my heart because it happened just yesterday, and it was such a poignant circumstance that I felt that it was necessary to actually share, you know, this lesson. That was actually worth it. So what happened was, I love it when I start stories like that. What happened was, I was actually home yesterday. I don't usually work from home, but we're actually doing a little bit of repairs in the house. So we had some workers coming for inspections and repairs and stuff. So I had to be home, obviously. My wife is at work, so I stay home. And I'm just, you know, waiting for the repair people to come over. And I'm just doing my work, you know, just doing stuff and, you know, just sprucing up. Because again, you know, you got people over, you're Caribbean. So every time you have people coming over, so you got to clean up. So as I'm doing that, I'm brooming, just picking up some stuff, you know, just sprucing up. And off the corner of my eye, in my yard, I see something. I see, you know, a furry tail just dangling around, wandering around. I'm like, for 2 seconds, I thought that was a neighbor's cat because our neighbors have cats and they go through our yard all the time. So I didn't think too much of it. But for some reason, something told me, like, go outside, go look in the yard. As I said, I'm not usually home, but something told me, I don't know, there was something that told me, like, go look in the yard. And I just lean over into the patio door out into the yard. And I recognize that's not the neighbor's cat. And I realize that's Margot. If you guys don't know Margot, of course you don't. Margot is basically my neighbor's dog. It's a really lovely, fun-loving, really bubbly Cocker Spaniel. Margot is my neighbor's dog. Now, what's really important that you need to understand, so you need to understand the story, is that Margot and her owner, my neighbor, are inseparable. You want to hear about a dog parent? That is a dog parent. Margot is her baby. Is my neighbor's baby. Like they're always walking. They have 2, 3, 4, 5 walks a day. You know, they're always, you'll see them around the neighborhood all the time. And my kids, they love the dog. They just love the dog. So during the summer, anytime the neighbor's walking with the dog, they're always like, oh my God, can we go pet Margo? It's like, Margo. So getting back to the fact that Margo's in my yard, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm guessing mommy's nearby, but I'm like, you're in my yard. So wait a second. I'm used to seeing you with your mom. I love the fact that I'm saying a dog parent, but anyway, I'm used to seeing you with your mom. I'm not used to seeing you without your mom, without a leash. And this is me talking to myself. And I'm like, why are you in my yard without your mom, without a leash? And for some reason, I just like put two and two together. It's like, this is not a normal situation. This is even worse. This is an emergency situation. And I just stopped whatever I was doing. I opened the patio door and I calmly, just not to transfer my stress to the dog, because the last thing I wanted for the dog to start running around for me to chase her. So I was like, hey, Margo. Yes, you. Come on, sweetie. Come on. And I don't know. I guess it's because, you know, she knows me. That's what I love about dogs. Dogs are so trusting. She basically knelt down. You know, she basically knelt down and she just lay there, just waiting for me to pet her. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. So I'm like, where's mommy? Where's your mom? So I grab her. You know, I coddle her and I put her in my arms. And it's only as now that I'm talking to you guys, I realize I just left the house open. I left the doors open, I left the patio door open, and I just ran with the dog in my hands over to my neighbor's. And lo and behold, I knock and she opened the door and she was like, the first thing she said, first of all, for some reason, the first thing out of her mouth was just like, God sent you. God wanted you to be here. Oh my God. You brought her back to me. Thank you so much. And I'm like, okay. Now at that moment, you would think the good Samaritan side of me was just like, oh yeah, I did a good thing. But for some reason, as I'm standing there on her porch and I look at her, I guess it's empathy or energy or call it whatever you want. But for 2 seconds, I looked at her dead in the eye and I'm like, you're all right. And for some reason, she was transparent enough to say, no, I'm not. It's been hard. Personal story, and I don't need to put her business out there. She's been a widow for some years now. When we moved into the neighborhood, it was her and her husband. But unfortunately, her husband passed away some years ago. Maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I can't place it, but, she's been living alone with her dog. And, you know, as I said, we love her, but we don't have like such a close relationship. Like, okay, come over for barbecue and stuff. But, you know, we pass each other, you know, my kids, you know, my wife always makes sure to send her like, you know, Mother's Day cards and stuff, which she does have children outside, out of province. But all this to say that in that moment, I felt a flush of emotion and understand that I could have found a dog, but I could have found her in a worse situation. I don't know. I did not get into the details as to what she was going through, but the fact she was open enough to tell me that, you know, it's been hard. I had to take a second to say, I'm happy to be here for you. You know, we closed the door, we left the dog inside, and I'm like, I'm happy I'm here. Do you need anything? Do you want me to stay with you? Do you want to talk? And she's like, no. And for some reason, she just leaned into me for a hug. And I gave her a hug. I gave her a huge hug. Huge hug. And I'm like, whatever's going on, I'm sure it's going to be okay. I'm going to pray for you. And you know what? are you sure you don't want me to stay? He's like, no, I'm good. He's like, I was really scared. Thank you for bringing Margot. I was like, I was really scared. Like, of course. I saw her in the yard, and you know, when I didn't see you, I was really worried, especially she didn't have a leash. So I'm like, okay, that's why I came over. But she's like, oh God, thank you. Like, you know, it was really good of you to get to come over. Thank you so much. And she was stuttering a lot, obviously emotional. And just right then and there, I said, like, you know what? I'm going to call you more often, and I'm going to check in on you more often. We're right there. And if there's anything that you need, you call us. We're right next door. We're neighbors, but you know what? I want to check in on you now, because that's what we are here for. That's what I want to do for you. So that's actually what I did. That was yesterday. I actually called her today just to check in on her. She was okay. And I'm going to keep calling her again, because that's what I want to do. And that's what I believe that we as neighbors should do. Not just as neighbors, but I guess that's what I want to talk about today, and letting you know that it's very important to check in with each other, you know, because not just for wellness checks, but as human beings, because we lose sight of the fact that on the other side of these social media platforms, on the other side of these likes, and there are people who are right there and who need us to let them know that they matter. I'm not talking about, you know, sending people on vacation or just buying them a multi-million dollar house. Sometimes all people want is to know or remember that they matter, or that they are seen, or that they're acknowledged, that they're not a burden in this world. People are dealing with stuff. If you think you're dealing with stuff, chances are you have no idea what somebody else is going through, and chances are you might not want to know what somebody else is going through. You don't want that. So in that moment, I went back home and I said a prayer. I said a prayer for her. I said a prayer in her departed husband's memory. She's a really, really great lady. You know, like I said, my kids love her. And, you know, I'm happy that I was there, because as I said, I'm usually not home at that moment, middle of the day. So it was a series of very, very fortunate circumstances that made that I was home, and that I managed to actually be there for her, not just for the dog, but for her. The dog was just the catalyst, but it was important to realize how God does things sometimes and brings you back down to earth, because I'm dealing with my own stuff. But in a moment of generosity and availability for someone else and total selflessness, that is something that you need to also experience. Stuff that brings you back down to earth, to understand that no matter what you think you're going through, chances are you don't have to look too far to realize how someone might be doing a little bit tougher than you. And all they need from you is just a little bit of love, just a little bit of support, just a little bit of acknowledgement. Doesn't, like, some of the most precious things, unfortunately, don't cost money at all. Maybe a little time, but certainly a lot of intentional presence and gift of self. So whether your next door neighbor, whether a passerby, whether a homeless person on the street, whether someone you're helping to push back their cart at the supermarket, be present enough when you sense someone in need. If you can be there for someone, be there for someone. Because chances are someday, somehow, you might need someone to be there for you. That's all I got. As always, thanks you guys for checking in on the Awakening the Awesome podcast. I love doing these unplugged versions. I really do. They get me jazzed. They really do get me jazzed. Let me know if these messages resonate with you. And if you have similar stories, please do share them. I always love hearing you guys. You know where to reach me, awakeningtheawesome@gmail.com. I will see you guys at the next episode. As always, stay blessed, stay safe, and as always do, stay awesome. God bless.
This has been another episode of the Awaken the Awesome podcast. We always love to get your feedback, so please do drop us a line via Instagram, Facebook, or email. Our email address, awakentheawesome@gmail.com. Do visit our official website at awakentheawesome.ca, where you can find our entire back catalog of episodes and incredible guests. Also, if you haven't already, please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, give us a rating, and leave us a review, as this helps us tremendously in growing this podcast and spreading the word to more awesome listeners like you. We always appreciate your support, and thank you for listening. Stay awesome. We'll be right back.